The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
Kobe Bryant's being enshrined in the Hall of Fame, Jalen Rose.
Rest in peace, Black Mamba, and well-deserved. I've once said that Michael Jordan was the original and Kobe Bryant is the remix, babe. Let's start the show.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do?
We get a people what they want.
We have Tom Brady returning to Foxborough to take on Bill Belichick. Can't wait to talk to you about that. But we start the show where the basketball ended last night. Final play of the game. Huge game for both the Suns and the Blazers. Booker rises up, shoots. Did he get fouled?
Everybody got a little light. Under the sun, under the sun. Booker, that's the best thing that could have happened to him last night. Because he just did a double dribble. Carmelo Anthony did a great job of forcing the turnover. Covington missed two free throws for the Blazers. And yes, Norman Powell, Jacoby, his hand got caught in the cookie jar.
A little bit.
You got to slide your feet. You got to contest it. You got to play without fouling. You got to trust your discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And late in the game, you can't give Devin Booker an opportunity to go to the line. He's virtually going to make those every single time.
See him reaching.
Absolutely.
See him
reaching. Did it.
Yeah. And,
but also, I have to do another couple of things. Shout to Mikal Bridges. Yep. Also, a young player, had 20, over 20 and 10 boards. I remember when he got drafted, and his mother was working for the Sixers. He got picked by them, and then got traded to the Suns.
Yeah, I remember that too.
You remember that? So I'm rooting for him. And also,
Cameron Payne.
Payne. And let me say this. Big shout, young fella, because you proved something to me. Because in OKC and in Chicago, I ain't think he had NBA game. I felt like he was on the sideline dancing and showboating a little too much. Like, I remember Danny Green was doing that as a young player with LeBron in Cleveland. I saw him as a young player doing that with Russ. It's like, Russ can do that. Remember? You got to steal ball. And I think it took him a time to find his way.
He's found
it. Shout out to Monty Williams and the player development. My little brother Willie Green on their coaching staff. And now he's playing quality minutes for a Phoenix Suns squad that really needed a victory, Jacoby.
They did. They want the one seed. They'll probably end up the two seed. And at this time of the season, there's all this jockeying for who's going to play who and who matches up with who. And here's what Chris Paul said about that. After
Point guard.
You guys could play the Lakers in the first round. You could play the Warriors in the first round.
Man, Chuck, I hate to cut you off, man, but I've been in the West my whole career. West ain't never been easy. I don't care who you playing, what series it is, what game it is. The West always been a beast.
So Chris Paul's acting like he doesn't care who they play in the first round because the West is so hard. Do you believe him?
It flies for him, but not for everybody else.
That's fair.
That's just how he said, I've been playing in the West my entire career. He's the one that has the war wounds in the playoffs with multiple teams. Not Devin Booker.
Not
Mikal Bridges. And last night, DeAndre Ayton was not even playing. Mm-hmm. And that was another great reason why they was able to get a victory. But you must say that because he's the leader. He's the point guard. What is he supposed to say? I don't want to play against the defending world champion Lakers.
Yep.
My good friend LeBron James and Anthony Davis. He can't act like he's ducking that.
Well, I'm glad you brought them up because the more you see this, and you see even with the Blazers loss, it looks like those Lakers will end up as the 7 seed or the 8 seed. That means it could be a potential matchup with Chris Paul. I mean, which is interesting. However, they've still got games left to play.
Okay.
Should they rest LeBron and AD or play LeBron and AD, try to get the 6 seed?
All situations aren't created equal. And you know I don't like load management. Shout to the play-in series that now we're not using those terms because everybody has to compete to the end. But this is a unique injury. It's a groin injury for a player that has a history of multiple injuries anyway in Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, LeBron James is up there in age. You hope to see him play a little bit before the playoffs. If he could give you 24 minutes in one of these games, that'd be great. But at the same time, if they do fall, when they do fall into the play-in, somebody still got to beat them twice. Mm-hmm. They can win one time, and then you know who they have in the first round? Not the Clippers, not the Jazz, the Phoenix Suns. And I think that's a great landing spot for them.
Yeah, I would like to see LeBron play before the playoffs. But we've seen AD get back to peak AD already. Maybe rest AD. Jalen, he got a big win.
The Heat is on.
They got a big win against the Sixers and looked great doing it. And here is the heart and soul of the Heat, Jimmy Butler, adding some perspective after the game.
I like our chances to get anybody, honestly. Nobody intimidates us. We take who we got. I think it's going to be difficult to beat us four times.
Nobody intimidates us. We're the Eastern Conference champions. No one wants to see us. What do you think?
That's broken news if you watch Jalen and Jacoby. When Udonis Haslam got in the game yesterday, we might as well put Pat Riley's face on his body. That's all that was. We're getting ready for the postseason. It's a lot of barking going on in the NBA. It's more than just beating you on the scoreboard. We're going to also intimidate you physically and mentally. Look what's happening with Dwight Howard. Udonis Haslam played how many minutes this year?
Three.
Three. And those are three of those minutes, right?
Those are the 3 minutes.
Got it.
Those are the 3 minutes. So,
and also, you see Trevor Ariza also getting tangled up with Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. A couple of altercations with Dwight Howard. And again, playoff mentality. That's what Eric Spoelstra is preaching to his guys. They're getting ready. And then they're getting your guys ready, too. Dragic, Hero.
Yes.
Robinson.
Yes.
Those guys are getting ready.
You know I haven't really claimed Hero and Robinson this season like I did last year in the playoffs. However, recently, we're back.
We're back.
You don't just need to tune up for the playoffs. That's what, Robinson and Hero shine when the lights are on the brightest. And they will. One thing I also want to point out about this game, which is something that I think will be a theme throughout the playoffs. There we are.
There you are, Jacoby. And now we're back. Those Miami Vice. And I love the court, too.
I just love my physique.
Yeah, you look good. But Bam and
Jimmy was
falling.
One thing I noticed watching the game last night is something we're going to see a lot through the playoffs. Double Joel Embiid. Get the ball out of his hands. I mean, he was the MVP candidate. He was the MVP front runner before he got hurt. But when you double Joel Embiid and you force him to take a bad shot or give it up, he's not the passer that Jokic is. I think this will be effective in the playoffs.
Listen to this hot fire I'm about to spit. The Miami Heat have been coaching and preparing their roster by adding Ariza, adding Iguodala, trying to figure switch everything type lineups. And I've seen them do two distinct things. Yeah, we're going to come on this show, and everybody's going to be like, oh, my goodness. The Miami Heat did a terrific job of extending their defense against the Nets and trying to take the ball out of James Harden and Kyrie Irving's hand. Mm-hmm. Oh, they did a really good job of zoning up double and triple and Joel Embiid as well as Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's what they've been getting ready for. Stay tuned.
That's why no one wants to see the Heat.
And I got to say this. They punked the Sixers in that game. Mm-hmm. They sure did. And based on that, now the Sixers got to respond.
Jalen, that Heat was great for Miami. Really bad for the New York Knicks. Because the New York Knicks were down in the third quarter against the Spurs. Things were looking bad, but it was a great comeback win. It was Julius Randle playing well. And Alec Burks is back, Jalen Rose.
It was great to see him because he had missed a lot of games. And this is the player development that I'm talking about, Jacoby. When somebody gets in the game and all of a sudden gets you a 30-point double-double that hasn't played in weeks. Shout out to Tom Thibodeau. When people get in, they have a purpose. RJ Barrett played well. He scored over 20. Julius Randle. Are you voting for Julius Randle to be governor of New York? When does that happen?
Well, I just feel like some sort of like leader of the UN would probably be more appropriate. Like the whole globe. You know what I mean? I don't think he should just waste his time and energy on fixing this one city when you can fix the entire planet and species.
Got it.
Jalen, we're talking about the Knicks. That makes me so happy.
It does.
But there's something else that needs to be discussed from the National Football League. Tom Brady, I don't know if you're familiar. Played in New England for about 20 years.
A man named Brady.
Played one season for the Bucs. Oh, got the Super Bowl. Threw it off a boat. And now he's going to return week 4 to Foxborough just to get inside the building. It is around $1,500. There's so much focus on this game. You know what's happening right now while You are watching Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN.
What's that?
Bill Belichick is in the lab.
Oh, no question.
Bill Belichick is in the lab. Bill Belichick is locked down. Offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. You guys worry about week one, two, and three.
Where's the dog? The dog is with him.
Nike's with him. Nike's with him down there with the whiteboard. He's drawing up every defense he can to stop that man, Tom Brady. What does this game mean to you? What does it signify to you? Is it more important than just a regular season
Tom
game?
Brady was there 19 years left in his first year when he won the Super Bowl. Is that what you said?
Yes.
And the Patriots did not make the playoffs last year. Is that what you also said?
That close either.
So, got it. Let me tell you what you're doing if you're Bill Belichick. We might lose the game, but he ain't going to kill us. That's what you got to be in the lab thinking. We about to blitz right up the middle as many times. Any time that they score, it's going to be like the time when Tim Tebow threw a touchdown pass in the playoffs. It's going to have to be a short pass that somebody takes a long way. That's what he's preparing for.
Jalen, I can't wait for this game. Because you know I'm petty. I like rivalry. I like drama. I like buildup. I like the buildup to this game, just the quotes between the two of them. I can't wait for that. Another thing I can't wait for is to show you this man, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak. Look at what he was doing to your Pacers. He did something last night that hasn't been done since 1988. That's before you were even in the league.
I was listening to Paid in Full.
Big game tonight on ESPN at 9:30. It is the Pelicans taking on the Warriors.
I'll be there.
Coming to you live above Heineken River Deck here in Pier 17, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Had over 40 points, at least 15 rebounds, and at least 5 assists, and shot 75% from the floor. He's the first person to do that since Charles Barkley in 1988.
Give me the lane. I'll throw it down your throat like Barkley. Chuck D. Here's the thing about Giannis. Why you do my Pacers like that, man? I know Miles Turner wasn't out there, but what ferocity he was playing. What did they do to you, Giannis? What happened, man?
Well, let me also ask you this. Man. Are we all just sleeping on the Bucks this year?
I'm not.
It feels like we're all just sleeping on the Bucks this year.
Eight and two
in their last 10. Dominant performance of Giannis every night.
Tell me when I started saying if I needed to take the Nets or the field.
I was going to take the field. They're the Milwaukee Bucks, not the field. Those are two completely different
things. Okay, they are part of the field.
Okay.
And I said the bigs that's going to be a problem for the Nets are Bam. You saw him last night, right? Are Giannis. You saw him last night. And Embiid struggled last night. Giannis is going to continue to be a problem, but here's what makes them different. Drew Holiday, playmaker, defender, veteran, leader, three-point shooter, an upgrade from Eric Bledsoe. And can we give my guy Chris Middleton some love?
We can.
I know he's not doing backwards windmill dunks, and it's hard for y'all to appreciate him. But, I can appreciate somebody getting buckets, Jacoby,
without highlights. That's your game. That is your game. And really, no one really ever accused Middleton of being a playmaker, but he's a scorer. That's why Drew Holiday is so important for them. Yep. I think he had 14 assists last night.
Wow, that's crazy.
And he's a lockdown defender.
If they
get the Drew Holiday they have right now, they're going to be the second toughest out in the Eastern Conference.
There you go.
Well, Jalen, soon to be anointed the MVP of the NBA. Of course, I'm talking about Stretch Mark 5. Your guy, our king, Nikola Jokic, at 31 points and 14 rebounds, was once again unstoppable. Can he continue this dominance through the playoffs?
My king, this year's MVP. And by the way, you ready for this? Unorthodox. You talk about Middleton not having highlights. I gotta tell you a secret. Other than passes, Joker's offensive scores ain't highlights either.
Yeah.
It unorthodox. He jumps off of both feet. Right? Look at this. Look at this. But he got a feathery touch. Look at that. You can't stop the rain. Look at that. You see that? When it starts to fall.
Lower, jumping off the wrong foot.
Exactly.
This looks awkward.
Get you top. First with the top five in points, rebounds, and assists. Hasn't missed a game this year. And you already jumped off the bandwagon and already claimed his teammate, took his pitcher down and put Capazzo's up already.
Listen,
disappointed in you.
I'm sorry. When I look at the Nuggets, I only look for one man. Facundo Campazzo. Because I love fancy passes. Campazzo had 8 assists last night, got a couple buckets. Look at that. He's like Jamal Murray who? Here you go, Aaron Gordon. You know what I mean? Just every he's just electrifying. And I like that he's tough. He's got that Napoleon complex about him where he's just been a little guy his whole life surrounded by big guys, and he's just not going to hear it from anybody. I love Facundo Campazzo. He is my king.
Shout to Josh Kroenke and the Nuggets front office. Because if Jamal Murray didn't get hurt, and you add JaVale McGee, you add Aaron Gordon, they really flirting with coming out of the West. Seriously.
They still are. Okay, Jalen. One team that's not coming out of the West? Sacramento Kings.
Oh, no. Oh,
the
no.
Kings missed the playoffs.
They're not going to be able to do it!
15 straight seasons, tying an all-time record. What is broken about this franchise?
What's their identity? Like, what is their identity? Like, by the way, they got some pieces that I like. De'Aaron Fox, yeah. I love him. Halliburton, you know how much I love him. Buddy Hill.
Rashad Holmes playing
Buddy
great.
Hill has a flamethrower. But here's the thing. When you have so many different general managers and you have so many head coaches, you lose players like Bogdanovich. You notice he playing for the Hawks,
just
right?
Just let him go.
Right?
Just say bye. We're not going to match that. Go ahead, bye.
You don't make the playoffs by letting go good players that just scored 27 points last night for the Hawks.
It is time for Soft Move or Boss Move. Look at your city. Look at your city.
I'm for my city.
Detroit.
I'm for my city.
Is someone enjoying a Tigers game, going to the ballpark? I don't know if he's wearing clothes, but he's just treating the ballpark like his living room. He probably got shorts on. Soft move or boss move, treating the ballpark like a living room.
I'm going to just tell you guys right now, not only is that a boss move, but game 7 of the NBA Finals would be July 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
After that date, you're going to see photos of me at that game like that.
I don't want to see that.
Just like that.
I don't want to see that.
On the chair in front of me. All of that.
You would have the safest seat in the building because people would look at your toes and not sit anywhere near you. Please don't take your feet out. You can go to the game. You can take off your shirt. But do not take those feet out. Do not take those feet out.
That is hilarious.
Jalen, it's Hall of Fame weekend. And Kobe Bean Bryant is going to be enshrined. We will celebrate him. Right after this.
Rest in peace.
Won't want to miss it.
Black Mamba and Gigi.
Won't want to miss it.
How flattering is it when Michael Jordan says he sees some of him in you?
Well, that's cool. It's a great compliment. I just have to continue to be the best basketball player that I can possibly be.
What Kobe Bryant was to me was the inspiration that someone truly cared about the way I played the game or the way that he wanted to play the game.
He wanted to know how, when I turn around on my jump shot, how to feel the defense. I told him you should feel the defense with your legs.
This kid had passion like you would never know.
I just accept challenges. I wanted to go out there, I wanted to guard Mike. That's the best thing about the game of basketball, that you answer new challenges day in and day out.
Kobe had the chance to be what Michael is in this league.
You're looking at the present and the future right there.
Everyone always wanted to talk about the comparisons between he and I. I just wanted to talk about Kobe.
Little advice from the master.
The truth of the matter is, I mean, he's helped me out a great deal. I reach out to him, he'd hit me right back. He'd give me advice straight from his heart.
I wanted to be the best big brother that I could be.
Jalen Rose is going to be an emotional weekend in Springfield, Massachusetts. First, we'll discuss the enshrinement of Kobe Bryant. What do you think that will be like, and what do you think his legacy will be?
It's going to be extremely emotional. His legacy is definitely as one of the top 7 or 8 players to ever play in the NBA. And as I mentioned, if Michael Jordan is the original, Kobe Bryant is the remix, baby. The size, the killer instincts, the footwork, the ability to dominate on the boxes and the elbows, the up and unders, the assassins when it came to scoring the ball. Those two guys being in the same space at the same time truly embodies greatness, and it's going to be awesome to see his career gets celebrated this weekend.
And it's also not just Kobe Bryant's career is going to be celebrated. A couple others going into the Hall of Fame as well.
One of them name is Timmy, the big fundamental. Remember when he first came into the league, shorts down to his knees, making bank shots, grabbing every rebound, blocking every shot? And then that's another beast right there. The big ticket. He was that first dude that was out there positionless basketball, trying to guard five different positions, 7-footer running pick and roll between the legs, behind the back. That kind of, and the ferocity that he played with, the intensity that the big ticket played with. This is a terrific class.
Jalen, you know what my family did last night?
What's that?
We watched the 144 documentary.
That's dope.
That was produced by our homegirl, Chinee, and many others. It was a great documentary. It also
congratulations.
That the WNBA season returns this evening. And do you know what that means? Our girl, Sabrina Ionescu, will be on the floor for the New York Liberty in New York City. I can't wait.
I can't wait either. Shout to Skylar Diggins. She's going to do work out there in Phoenix. You got Candace Parker that's going to be in Chicago this year. I'm excited about this season.
Absolutely. And if you have not seen the documentary, 144, about the 144 women that went into the WNBA bubble.
And you never sure better talk about the NBA and not mention Breonna Stewart when I'm around. I'm a huge Stewie fan.
So many superstars.
Okay.
And Beige. You know I like. You know I like the jump hooks. We will be back to discuss the play-in tournament matchups, because they'll be set when we are back on Monday at 2 p.m.
Check us out every day. Set your DVR. Tell a friend to tell a friend. The industry tastemaker's favorite television show.